At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
It's EV News briefly for Friday, 1st of July. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full show, Mercedes-Benz outlining plans to produce their next generation of electric vehicles. Their high-performance AMG stuff being made in Stuttgart. Their mid-range stuff being made both in Bremen and in Hungary as well. Think electric C-Class or electric E-Class. Production of the BMW i3 comes to a close this month. They're going to make 10 more special editions. They're calling it the Home Run Edition. If you want one, be quick if they haven't sold out all 10, with a very exclusive, almost individual paint colour on those as they celebrate making 250,000 i3s over the last 8.5 years. A car which never saw its sales wane or fall off. Even as new competition arrived, the BMW i3 continued to sell, and now it reaches the end of its life. EV batteries in Arizona to be made by LG, the South Korean company. Running the numbers again, now obviously we want battery gigafactories to be made. $1.3 billion being invested here, but because of the US economy, the highest inflation in decades, and that impacts materials, costs, construction, and labor. Having a look once again, running the numbers according to analyst reports. We hope, of course, they go on and make that battery factory in Arizona. LG supply the likes of Tesla, GM, and Volkswagen, amongst others. Citroën launching a new crossover. It's a new take on their EC4. They call it the EC4X. Same wheelbase, but longer car. A proper crossover. Massive boot space, 510 litres. And the standard set of Stellantis specs on this. So 50 kilowatt hour battery, 100 kilowatt motor, 100 kilowatt DC fast charging. The Genesis all-electric G80 arrives in the UK in luxury trim. £65,000, that's about $80,000 equivalent. You've got the innovation pack, convenience pack, comfort seat pack. This is the kind of car that if you're being driven around in the back, by the way, I think it'd be very nice. I've done my little configuration play that I like to do on all new cars. Got my perfect spec. It's got vehicle to load as well from the 87.2 kilowatt hour battery pack. It'll do WLTP certified 321 miles of range. And because it's got that 800 volt architecture from the Hyundai and Kia parent company, it'll get to 80% in about 20 minutes, which is crazy if you can find a fast enough DC fast charger. In North Dakota, they plan to use the federal money, the $26 million coming from that federal plan, to put some DC fast chargers in. No more than a mile off of Interstates 94 and 29. North Dakota doesn't have many vehicles, EVs registered there, just several hundred. And it's among one of the last states to have a decent DC fast charging infrastructure. So this should change everything. And let's go to Seattle, where they want to inspire curbside charging. The research showing that 90% of charging happens at home if you can charge, and people who don't have garages or driveways in Seattle's Central District are being invited to, over the next 12 months, submit a request for a curbside charging station. The window opened on June the 1st for that. Toyota has been spied at a secret facility testing not one but two Rivian R1Ts. And that's not surprising, because Toyota want to launch an electric pickup truck at some point. So buying the competition and seeing what they're doing makes perfect sense. VW next in the news, saying that they can do the 2035 European combustion ban, but it's going to be battery supply, which is the real problem. And Stellantis, who own the world's largest diesel engine plant, it's in Tremery in France, winding down diesel engines at that plant and winding up electric motor production, which is amazing. Keeping the facility open, retraining people, and making a million EV motors by 2024. And that, my friends, is briefly